Notre-Dame de Paris, also known as The Hunchback of Notre-Dame, by Victor Hugo. Narrated by Robin Nixon. Volume 2, Book 7, Chapter 1, The Danger of Confiding One's Secret to a Goat. Many weeks had elapsed. The 1st of March had arrived. The sun which Jubatus, that classic ancestor of periphrase, had not yet dubbed the Grand Duke of Candles, was nonetheless radiant and joyous on that account. It was one of those spring days which possesses so much sweetness and beauty, that all Paris turns out into the squares and promenades and celebrates them as though they were Sundays. In those days of brilliancy, warmth and serenity, there's a certain hour above all others when the façade of Notre Dame should be admired. It is the moment when the sun, already declining towards the west, looks the cathedral almost full in the face. Its rays, growing more and more horizontal, withdraw slowly from the pavement of the square and mount up the perpendicular façade whose thousand bosses in high relief they cause to start out from the shadows, while the great central rose window flames like the eye of a cyclops, inflamed with the reflections of the forge. This was the hour. Opposite the lofty cathedral, reddened by the setting sun, on the stone balcony built above the porch of a rich...